Gina and I are here at the Yosaka Shrine in Kyoto, Japan on November 24th, 2012. It's been an interesting adventure day, logistically, mostly. Come over here to visit this ancient city. We started out in Osaka from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, which is in a district that's all big, fancy shops, expensive restaurants, and the helper in the hotel, Mutsuki, took us over to the door that was closest to where the train station was and gave us general directions how to go find the train, which didn't end up being particularly accurate, but got us pointed in the right direction. We eventually found our way into this incredible mall of food courts and shops, and we could hear that there was trains, but it was difficult to find out where exactly to go to get a ticket, to find the platform, and we just kind of flowed along using our best intuition to find our way to the train platform. And there are these yellow tactile strips on the ground, we call them blind lines, that instead of being warning strips as they are in the U.S., they're meant to guide you to particular locations. Where, I don't know, but they were all over the place. And we tried following some of those without success. And we asked a few people for directions, and they'd point us that way for the train, and we keep going. But there was lots of stairs to go up and down. And we finally got into a busy area that seemed like some sort of platform ticket center area, and got some help finally from somebody who spoke some English, and she guided us around to different places till we finally ended up at a ticket kiosk and spent 2,080 yen, which is about $25 for two round-trip tickets to Kyoto. And then she took us through the fare machines to the right platform and then waited with us until we got on the train and went on our way. There was some English-speaking announcements, so I was able to figure out that it was a third stop we needed to get off at. Even when you speak the language, as we know on a lot of trains, it's hard to tell what they're actually saying because of the noise of the people and the tracks and the rails and so forth. But we found our way. We got off at the right stop, and the GPS was working a little bit, enough where I had Kyoto set. The GPS was working pretty well. I was able to set Kyoto from the city file as our destination, so I knew we were getting close, within a couple kilometers of the city center, not the actual train station, but that was obvious. And then we went through another big train hall with many, many people, again, guessing which way to go, and then eventually getting somebody, well, I guess we went through about five people. They didn't have to speak English to know the word taxi. That was the same in Japanese. So we eventually found our way to the taxi and got a ride. Then we had a piece of paper that the person from the hotel had given us that wrote down the places we wanted to go, to the shrine and to the different pedestrian streets we wanted to go to here in Kyoto. Now that we're here at the shrine, it's not exactly obvious what's going on. First thing we did was try to follow the flow of people, and some security people were blocking us and pushing us back, being a little bit aggressive. It turned out we were going up a red carpet into a wedding party into the temple, where we were not allowed. Now we're standing in front of some sort of thing where people are throwing coins. It must be where they worship something. Maybe there's some Buddhas here, not sure. But they're all just milling around. There doesn't seem to be any place to go inside of other than for the wedding, which is probably what that music is about, the preparation for the wedding ceremony. It's an overcast day here, about 60 degrees, and time for lunch. See if we can find that, our next adventure.